Hey, welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's Thursday. That's the day we check in with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a show called Fallout. It's part of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival, and it's at the Vagabond Players. I guess Baltimore Playwrights Festival has plays at different theaters around the town. So this one is at Vagabond. So it's called Fallout. The title of this play, what's this about? Is it about like a radioactive fallout thing, or is it more metaphorical?
No, it is literal. It takes place in a fallout shelter, a Cold War-style bunker, but the action set in modern day takes place today. This is a two-person play by a playwright named Laura King, and it has a beautifully designed set by the director, Audra Mullen. The walls are painted to simulate cinder block. There's a folding card table, a folding cot. There's lots of bottled water and canned goods and crackers. The first sound we hear on stage is an air raid siren, and then two people enter. A woman, we learn later, her name is Anna, and she comes in really breathless, and she has brought a man with her, and we learn later that his name is David. This is her house. This is her fallout shelter. These two people actually are relative strangers, which is a good playwriting device because it allows us to learn about them as they learn about each other. They both turn out to have connections to the military. He served in Afghanistan. Her father served in Kuwait. So they have something in common. But he calls himself a drifter, a vagrant, a bum. There's a big flaw in the premise of this play, Tom. Would this woman, who is so concerned for her own safety, bring a man she barely knows into a fallout shelter for what could be, who knows, an indeterminate amount of time?
Yeah.
I brought you a clip
of
the...
That's a tough one to get over, isn't it?
It is. It is.
You're so concerned about your safety. Why are you hanging out with strangers?
And, exactly.
But as a playwriting device, so you're right, because if they were husband and wife, that it could take place in the living room.
And they'd have nothing to tell us.
Shelter.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Well, I brought a clip of the opening. We can hear how prepared she is and a little bit of his anxiety.
In here.
Where are we?
Get inside.
Why are we here?
There.
Are we safe?
Wait, right here.
What's happening?
Hold on.
Answer me!
Don't touch me!
I'm sorry. I just want some answers. Please.
Shelter. The siren sounded. It's safe.
Ryan Gunning and Gareth Kelly in Fallout at the Vagabond Players. So, Judy, this is a two-character play, so obviously the character development is very important. I mean, do we see these folks grow and change and evolve?
We do. And there are some twists. There's a bit of role reversal, which is really the best thing about the plot. We start out thinking that Anna is the stable one. It's her fallout shelter. She's prepared. She's organized. We find out that he's had psychiatric treatment at the VA. But our initial perceptions shift, and she quickly becomes very exasperated with him, which seems odd since she reached out to help him. She was a nurse, we find out. He was something called a confined space rescue technician in the Army, and he has been diagnosed since then with a fear of being trapped. Turns out he mows lawns in the neighborhood, and she hired him to mow her lawn.
So he's got a fear of being trapped, and he's in a fallout.
Exactly. You got some conflict
this
there.
This is not going to end well.
But how little they know of each other. They're surprised that they even know each other's first names. Neither of these people is really participating in or connected to society. I mean, she's holed up in this fallout shelter. He appears to be homeless. They're both hiding out from various demons. By the end, though, they're helping each other. Now, is this credible? Well, maybe, but it seemed a bit simplistic to me and a lot too quick, too fast. I'm glad to say the play does have some humor, or at least the character of David has a sense of humor, and you'll hear that here.
How are we going to get the all clear if we're stuck down here with no radio and no phone?
I don't know, but we have to wait for the danger to pass.
That could be hours.
Or days. Weeks, maybe.
I feel sick.
You're getting yourself all worked up.
Why shouldn't I be worked up? You dragged me down here. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know where I am.
I already told you where you are.
Is this your basement?
My shelter.
It's like an Armageddon mini mart down here.
I like to be prepared.
Armageddon mini mart. Now, of course, no phone I could do without, but no radio. Quelle horreur. All right, that's Ryan Gunning and Gareth Kelly. They play the two roles in the Vagabonds production of Fallout. So as actors, how do these guys do?
They do pretty well, Tom. As I said, the director is Audra Mullen, and she keeps this situation in the fallout shelter pretty taut. Gareth Kelly is especially strong as David. He seems like a good guy. He's been damaged by war. He's getting by on the fringes of society and with the help of Valium. Ryan Gunning pushes a little too hard, especially at first, with the character of Anna. It may be partly the way the role is written, but she doesn't just get exasperated with David. She actually gets very hostile. This is a really methodical character, Anna. She tries to be very controlled and controlling, but she turns out to resort to an action that just doesn't seem true to the character to me. And Ryan Gunning's performance doesn't make it seem any more likely, frankly. I will say each of them has a very long revelation about a pivotal experience, both of them stemming from the military, and they deliver these revelations really skillfully. Both characters had lives and careers where they worked to help people. Both ended up unable to help themselves. Given their backgrounds, there's some foundation to the fact that they'd eventually end up helping each other, but maybe not this soon.
All right, so you got a couple of strangers stuck in a room together. I wonder if the premise would have been better if they were in an elevator or something, you know, something more believable thing. But anyway, but are there precedents for this as a device to two strangers stuck in a room in the theater?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the most famous is probably Jean-Paul Sartre's No Exit, 1944 play where hell is being confined in a room with two strangers. There was a play much more recent called Someone Who'll Watch Over Me by Frank McGinnis. It's been done around here. Three hostages sharing a cell in Beirut. It even reminds me of that Alfred Hitchcock movie Lifeboat. And then it also reminds me of all those locked room mysteries.
Right.
It's a situation that has built-in drama and a lot of desperation. I mean, are they going to get out and how will the experience change them? And it's ideal for the stage because you have one set and you have a limited number of characters.
Right, just two characters.
Yeah.
I know Luke Spicknall, our director and engineer, defines hell as being stuck with a radio on that can't turn off. It's only tuned to this program. You know, oh, my God, please, no. So this is part of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. It's a festival, so they got a whole bunch of other shows. What else do they have on tap this year?
Well, a whole bunch is too large a number for this year. Fallout is the first of only two full productions this summer, which is actually one more than last summer. The other production is called The Accidental Death of Nelson Fritz. It's by Noah Schechter. It's being produced by the Theatrical Mining Company at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center on Howard Street for two weekends, starting this Saturday. That play is described as, quote, inspired by the terror and anxiety of everyday office life. There have been two other plays in development that were presented with scripts in hand earlier this summer. This is the 36th year of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. Absolutely. It's starting to focus more on play development, and it may be serving playwrights better in that format.
So play development meaning that, you know, people submit plays and then they have them work with other people help them spruce them up.
Yes, and they do workshops and stage readings, often for the public. But frankly, there are a lot of theaters in Baltimore that are doing that. There weren't when the Baltimore Playwright Festival started. This festival does differ in that it focuses on area connections for the playwrights. Noah Schechter, the Accidental Death of Nelson Fritz playwright, was born and raised in Baltimore. Laura King, who wrote Fallout, lived here after college, and it turned out she acted in a Baltimore Playwrights Festival play back in the 1980s.
Nice circularness to that. That's nice.
Exactly. They reorganized the festival last year, but I feel if it's going to be a true festival, it needs much more advanced planning, much more notice of public events. I just learned about the second play this week. One path it might follow would be to coordinate with some of the developmental work and readings that are being done by other theaters. But anyway, for now, Fallout, an interesting play, even if the resolution is a bit too abrupt.
All right, Fallout's over at the Vagabond Theater in Baltimore down in Fells Point. It's there until Sunday, and we've got a link to the details on our website, wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to head to Cockpit in Court, and we're going to talk about what?
The musical Sister Act.
Sister Act. That's a great show. All right. Well, I look forward to it. I'll see you then.
See you then, Tom.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day, all listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. We're going to talk about the controversial proposal to impose mandatory sentences for gun crimes in Baltimore City with Lester Davis. He's a spokesman for City Council President Jack Young, who supports the proposal, and Councilman Brandon Scott, who opposes it. Dr. KY's Whitehead will also join me to talk about that and the other stories in the news this week. Plus, I'll speak to the New York cabaret duo Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano. They're appearing at Germano's Piattini tomorrow night, and they'll stop here before that performance on Midday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your calls and your emails and your tweets. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for the news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.